This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Air raid sirens wailed in Kyiv and across Ukraine Sunday morning, apparently in response to Russian planes taking off in Belarus. At least 10 people were killed and 55 injured by Russian shelling in the southern city of Kherson on Saturday. In a video address to Ukrainians celebrating Christmas late Saturday, President Volodymyr Zelensky said they were creating their own Christmas miracle by remaining unbowed and defiant in the face of Russian attacks. As China grapples with its first ever national COVID-19 wave, emergency wards in small cities and towns southwest of Beijing are overwhelmed. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Intensive care units are turning away ambulances. Relatives of sick people are searching for open beds, and patients are slumped on benches in hospital corridors and lying on floors for a lack of beds. Even as the young go back to work and lines at fever clinics shrink, many of the elderly are falling into critical condition. As the overrun ICUs and funeral homes, it could be a harbinger of what's to come for the rest of China. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The Speaker of the Duma, the Russian lower house of parliament, said they were preparing a law to introduce a higher rate of taxation for people who have left the country, as many have since the war in Ukraine began in February. The number of Russians who have left since the start of the war is unclear. By early October, some local media had reported that as many as 700,000 have fled following the September announcement of a mobilization drive to call up as many as 300,000 to fight. The government rejected the figure at the time. You are listening to VOA News from Washington. In the latest Taliban crackdown on women's access to public life, the Taliban has ordered domestic and international non-governmental organizations in Afghanistan to immediately ban female staff from coming to work. The Ministry of Economy warned in a letter that work permits would be canceled for organizations that failed to implement the order. A spokesman for the UN Secretary General said he's deeply disturbed by the reported order that will undermine the work of numerous organizations working across the country, helping those most vulnerable, especially women and girls. Soccer great Pele's family gathers at his hospital bedside on Christmas Eve. Shelley Adler has more.
Family members of Brazilian soccer great Pelé are gathered at a hospital in São Paulo, where the 82-year-old has been since the end of last month. Doctors said earlier this week that Pelé's cancer had advanced, adding the three-time World Cup winner is under elevated care related to kidney and cardiac dysfunctions. The superstar led Brazil to victory in the 1958, 62, and 70 World Cups. He remains one of the team's all-time leading scorers. I'm Shelley Adler.
Saturday night in Rome, Pope Francis led the world's Catholics into Christmas. Flora Bradley Watson reports.
Remember the war-weary and those in poverty. That was a message from the Pope as he led the world's Catholics into Christmas. Saturday's Christmas Eve Mass in St. Peter's Basilica was the first with a capacity crowd of about 7,000, following several years of restricted attendance because of COVID. In an apparent reference to the war in Ukraine, Pope Francis condemned the level of greed and hunger for power in the world.
While animals feed in their stalls, men and women in our world, in their hunger for wealth and power, consume even their neighbors, their brothers and sisters. How many wars in how many places, even today, are human dignity and freedom treated with contempt? As always, the principal victims of this human greed are the weak and vulnerable.
He went on to weave his homily around the themes of greed and consumption, urging people to look beyond the consumerism that has packaged the feast and to rediscover its meaning while remembering those suffering from poverty and war.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson reporting. Clashes broke out for a second day in Paris between police and Kurdish protesters angry at the killing of three members of their community by a gunman. Police Chief Laurent Nunez says there has been a sudden violent turn in the protest, but it was not yet clear why. There have been 11 arrests and 30 minor injuries. I'm Steve Karish in Washington for VOA News.